Welcome to an extended interview with Lottie McCutcheon from the Studio Trangy. Lottie recently sold the business and spoke to She Makes News about the experience. Lottie, share with us the startup story behind the Studio Trangy.
I guess the short version of the birth of the studio is that I had just had my first baby, Ted, and was sort of just doing boring admin work. That was never going to be my vibe, but I mean, it was an easy fill for me. And then through a few series of events, I have always enjoyed painting. Art's always been something my family, my mom does it, my grandma did it. So I'd always dabbled in that. And I sort of found myself in this position where I'd inherited a little bit of money from my grandma who passed away. And it was 15 grand, but which to me and to a lot of people is a lot of money. And I sort of thought to myself, you know, I can piece it up the wall, or I can buy a new car, or I can do all these things. And then by some stroke of luck, I found myself out the front of what is now the studio. And a friend of mine was with me and she's like, you should buy that. That should be the studio. And I sort of went, okay. Like, I had nothing else going on. So I was like, yeah, okay. So I rang the people that owned it and I said, I'd like to buy your building. And it was in terrible condition. I cannot express the state of the place. But, you know, I was very naive at the time. So I thought, oh, it can't be that hard. Like, I can renovate. I can swing a hammer. And for the record, I cannot. But I sort of rang them and I said, I'd like to buy it. And they said, yeah, well, we would be willing to sell it. And the whole time on the phone, I'm thinking, there's no way I can afford this. Like, I've never purchased anything in my entire life, let alone had $15,000 burning a hole in my pocket. And I was 23 at the time. And they said, would you accept the deal for $12,000? And I nearly pooed my pants because I was thinking they were going to say a lot of money. And I went, oh, how about nine? And they went, okay. And I was like, oh my God, holy shoot, did I just buy a building? Like, am I a property mogul now? Like, yes, I am. Anyway, so bought it, and with the intention of it to be an art studio, hence the name The Studio. And as I started moving myself in and painting and doing all that sort of thing, people kept coming in and saying, oh, I'll just call in for a cup of tea and I'll just, you know, chat for a while. And then I got myself a coffee machine, like a little shitty Breville one from Harvey Norman. And people would say, oh, make me a coffee while you're making one. And then I sort of went, hold on, there's money to be made here. And then it accidentally turned into a cafe. And then it accidentally turned into a retail store because I thought, while they're here getting a coffee, surely they want to buy a candle. And then that accidentally turned into a full-blown fashion boutique. And then I found myself sort of sitting on this beautiful little nest of organic success because it had never been planned that way. It all grew very naturally and very organically. And I think, to be honest, that's where the success of the studio was born. It was never forced. It was never planned. It's sort of our market and our customers led the direction of the business. And I was crazy enough to go with it, I guess. And with the support of my husband and my family, emotionally, certainly, they were like, yeah, you know, and my husband from the beginning was like, well, if you think it'll work, give it a crack. And without that from him as well, this would never have been anything. My husband is exceptionally laid back, and as am I, and sometimes that can be a curse, but together we sort of ran with that idea of you've got nothing to lose. Like, you know, you started this from nothing. It is what it is now. And the beauty of this business, which I guess ties into where we're going to go with this, is I never owed any money. Everything we did was, you know, you sell 13 candles and you profit $140. And with that $140, I bought $140 worth of incense, you know, because we let it happen so slowly and naturally. I never had to find money.
So how have you come to the decision to sell the business?
I always like to say go out with a bang, but the studio is at a point in its life where it's done and is doing really well. And you don't wait for a house to burn down before you sell it. So I sort of thought, you know, it's been such a blessing for me and it's been so brilliant. And the art opportunities for me have really taken off again. And I feel like this is kind of my second chance with the art. You know, at the beginning, I had a lot of opportunities and a lot of people reaching out to me. And at the time, I just kept saying no because I was so focused on the studio and we had tiny little babies and all these things. And towards the end of last year, I started getting these opportunities come back with the art. And I thought, Lottie, if you don't grab them now, you're going to die wondering. And it just sort of all lined up with, you know, we get to sell a business that's thriving. We're not in a position where we need to sell. So it sort of took away that pressure as well of having to just grab a deal and run with it and, you know, do all that sort of stuff. So it just felt like everything was lined up in a position where I could pass something on that was fantastic and give someone else this incredible opportunity. But it also allowed me an exit to go and follow where I guess I had question marks sort of still hanging around of like, what could I have done with that art gig and what could I have done with that career opportunity if I had followed it? And now I'm in a position where I'm going to find out. And that's, to me, so exciting.
Looking back over the last 7 years, what has been the greatest highlight?
The studio's been a whirlwind. I mean, we have run this business, well, I have run this business very loosely. Like, I am not the person you should ask business advice from, to be honest. I don't know. I've never done my own BAS. I've never done anything. I'm a big outsourcer, so I don't know anything about any of that. But probably an unpopular opinion, but the highlight for me was probably COVID. And that was because it completely gave us a clean slate to do whatever we wanted. Like, it was permission to absolutely go ham on our website. And even if it looked like shit, no one cared. Like, we were offering new things. We were like taking more risks because, again, we were kind of like, if it doesn't work out, you blame COVID. And it was kind of permission to just go rogue. And in that time that we did that and we did go a bit rogue, it paid off. I built a website from scratch myself overnight. And that website then turned into what was 60% of our money for the year, every year. And if we hadn't have had COVID and we hadn't had those things, I'm way too lazy to build a website. I would never have been like that. I would have been like, oh, we'll just keep ticking away. You know, our locals will support us. And, you know, that is sort of what leads as well into, you know, retail is so hard right now. And it is. And there are, I see online every day, shops closing their doors. And it's honestly, it's tragic because retail bricks and mortar stores are the backbone of communities. You know, you won't get sponsorships for schools from your big guys that are working. You won't get all that. And it's nice for people to come in and connect and communicate together like that. And I guess, you know, with money being so tight and people holding onto their cash now, people are really thinking about their purchases. It's a good time to really reflect and reconnect with who your customer is and what do they want at the moment. You know, people probably don't want to pay stupid amount of money for t-shirts that they're going to throw out in 6 months' time. You know, people are really thinking about what they want. And if you can find out what your customer wants and what they're willing to pay for, I think that will get you through and it will get us all through until we go back to a more regular time. But in saying that as well, there may not be a more regular time. You know, this probably will change the way people shop and the way they think. And just like in COVID, if you don't figure it out now, you might be too late.
Some great advice, Lottie. Now, aside from making a really big decision, what does it take to sell a business?
A very good accountant. A very good real estate agent. Shout out to Roz Reynolds in Narromine. She's the best. And a very good solicitor. And I think if you're going to close your business and you're going to sell it, you've got to be ready and excited about it. Because I think if I hadn't done this still hanging on, it would have been a lot harder. But we're so ready. I'm so ready. Oh my God. Like, what is the next 2 weeks for me? I don't even know. I've worked 6 days a week with two little kids for the past 7 years. And I'd never been to a footy game on a Saturday. I've never done any of those things. And I just think it's the craziest feeling in the world for me to have that opportunity for time and doing what I love and doing it at home with the people I love. And it's very exciting for me.
What's next, Lottie, now that the studio is closed?
What's next is my beautiful little art studio that's getting delivered tomorrow. So excited to our house. And I am going to be painting full time. I've got a lot of really exciting things coming up in the pipeline that I'm not allowed to share yet, but some pretty big collaborations, some pretty big exhibitions coming up this year. And yeah, if you want to know about them or see them, you can follow me on my art Insta. There's a lot happening and it feels good. It feels like this is a really exciting time for me and natural. It feels natural again, which I know with the studio, that all felt very natural. And people kept saying to me, are you nervous? Like, oh God, like you're giving out your income, you're doing all these crazy things. And I don't feel nervous. And I don't know if that's a bad sign, but I don't feel nervous. It feels very perfect, to be honest. And assuming it goes well, then, I mean, everyone go and do it. Just do it. You're a long time dead, aren't you?
What is your advice to those who are finding the day-to-day business really, really hard at the moment?
I feel like so many people are fucking stuck at the moment going, what the fuck am I going to do here? And there's always another opportunity. Just because you start something, it doesn't mean you're sold to it for your life. Like, everyone says to me, oh my God, but the studio, it's your baby. Like, I can't believe you're giving it up. And I'm going, I'm not giving it up. The studio's set me up for the next thing. You know, it's not, there's no bad blood here. It's, and for those beautiful people that are fucking hustling so hard in retail right now, and they're going, how the hell am I going to get to that next step? How am I going to pay my rent this month? How am I going to do all that? You know, if you don't want to fight, you don't have to stay. And I hope people know that, because there's no shame in starting something and ending something. And I really, really hope that if people are out there, you know, genuinely sinking, there's no shame. You tried, try again, try something else. And it doesn't matter how many times, there's always a way out. There's always another opportunity. There's always tomorrow. And I really hope that people can see that in the shit show of how it feels at the moment.
You're handing the keys over very, very soon. Can you tell us a little bit about the new owners?
So excited for them. And they will be taking over from the 28th of March. They're beautiful. They're local. The cafe is staying exactly the way it is. Same product, same service, possibly better than my service. You never know. So please continue to support them. And they will be taking over the studio Insta as well. So you'll be able to meet them online if you want to. You can come in store. They've got some really big plans for the studio, and it's very, very exciting. But I'll let them tell you all of that. But yeah, I hope that people, you know, continue to get around it, because the studio will have the same vibe. It's the same hopes and dreams they've got that I had. And it's, yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm really happy for them. I'm so happy for them.
Well, thank you, Lottie, for sharing your experience with us, and especially talking to us exclusively and allowing us to release your news out to the world. I am so very, very grateful for that. If you've enjoyed this episode and you would like to follow along Lottie's art journey a little more closely, you can find her on Instagram at LottieRay_art.